Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Famous last words.
Famous last words up there. Who used all the toilet paper? Right?
Where's the catalog?
Where's the catalog? Yep. Let's have some poetry.
Let's, please.
All right. Trey Allen is riding along with us. This is a great Bruce Kiskaden poem, and Trey does a great job reciting it. This is A Cowboy's Brains.
We was headed down south to Socorro long in the year 82. Camped outside of El Morro, and we had an old pony to shoe. Now, I was a-building the breakfast, and Dan was a-rolling the beds, and Johnny was shoeing the pony, and Johnny got kicked in the head. Well, we didn't waste no time in sorrow. I finished the dishes, and Dan went a-galloping into El Morro and come back with a medicine man. Well, that doc got a heap more excited than most fellers that follow the game, and he hadn't no sooner than lighted till he asked me and Dan both our names. That doc acted awfully funny, and strange as you think it might seem, he never done nothing for Johnny. Went out of there a-fogging his team. We couldn't make out what he wanted. He seemed to just plumb disappear, so we finally got Johnny plumb planted, then we come past El Morro next year. That doc, he was awful peculiar, and he didn't have too much to say, and when we started talking about Johnny, why, he just started walking away. But a feller can't high-hat no cowboy, least none that I've happened to find, so me and Dan, we followed the doctor, and we asked what he had on his mind. He said, "Now, boys, I don't mean to annoy you, but do you remember that morning I found your partner down by that arroyo with his brains running out on the ground?" Now, I had discovered a good bit of knowledge, and I went to considerable pains to inform every medical college that one cowboy, when living, had brains. Now, to establish discoveries in science ain't no easy thing for to do, and you boys was my only reliance, so I had to depend upon you, but in 1 month I got back 7 wires. And they informed me you both was a pair of abominable liars, and they wouldn't believe you on oath. Said they had investigated, and them was the facts they'd found out, and they claimed they could prove what they stated beyond any reasonable doubt. Well, I wasn't spoiling for no trouble, and Dan didn't want any fuss, so we just bought some drinks for the doctor. 'Cause we knowed that the drinks was on us.
Man, that's a dandy poem.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It reminds me of Jess Howard. Jess Howard has a Cowboy Brains poem.
Oh, does he?
We'll have to play that one again here pretty soon.
You don't think there's a show in there somewhere?
A Cowboy's Brains.
A Cowboy's
write
Brains.
Write that down. Oh, I don't need
I'll
to
remember
write
that.
I don't need to write that down. I'll remember that. Yeah. All right. So before we left,
yes,
we said, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or what our wives say.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell my wife, I'm not an electrician. I'm not a mechanic. I'm not a plumber. I'm not a carpenter.
Right.
Right. And
right.
She says, no.
And right.
You can do that.
You're going to save us some money.
If you want a cowboy job done on carpentry, call me.
Give me a holler.
I'm your guy, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can bend nails with the best
Absolutely.
Of them. Yeah.
Well, and me, I am better with metal work. Because you can fill gaps with rod.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
You can't fill gaps when you cut it wrong with wood.
Yeah. If there's a way, I haven't figured it out.
Right.
If it's too short, it's too short.
Measure twice, cut once.
Once.
Right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
My mantra is cut once, cuss twice.
Mine too.
Measure once, cut once, cuss twice. That's my cowboy carpentry.
Yeah. All right. You and me both.
I can do that. No, I can't. Uh-uh. You can do that. No, I can't.
Well, so-and-so can. Well, why can't you?
Well, you're a lot better at it than I am, okay? No. You're a lot more handy at these sort of things than I am.
But anyway, I don't know about that.
Because your wife makes you practice.
She does.
She does.
I get a lot of practice.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
And with two boys living on the ranch, I try to pass the torch off.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're dropping the baton.
They're busy making a living elsewhere. I know. That's the heck of
it,
isn't it?
By the time they're old enough and big enough to be a hand, they're gone.
To be good help.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working for somebody else.
What the heck?
Yeah, well, that happened when they were teenagers.
Exactly.
I know it.
But they knew everything then.
Well, that's right. That's why you hire a teenager.
Yeah.
While they still know everything.
They still know everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right.
What else? Oh, here's one.
Okay.
And you got to tell me who said this.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
And that's the way it is.
The Walter Cronkite. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're old if you understand or if you
now,
remember
wait
that.
A
yeah.
Minute.
You're old. You
yeah,
are.
That happened from sometime in 62 to 81 every night.
That's the way it is.
And that's the
March
way it is.
March 23rd, 1962.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite. Oh, those are good memories.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have newsmen like they used
they
to back
sure
then.
They sure don't.
You know what? Now they're hiring them because of how they look.
Exactly.
And the way they present themselves.
Well, and if they can pronounce words.
Well,
and know how to read.
Right. I heard a story once that Oprah Winfrey started out as a news anchor, and she used to sight read the news because she wanted to be surprised just as much as everybody else was.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, I guess that didn't work out so well because she didn't make it as
well.
A, yeah,
anyway. I guess she made it somewhere else.
Well, she sure did, and we're not going to go there.
Okay,
I'm not going to talk about that. All right.
Yes.
I'm not too old to do that. I'm not too old to kick out of the stirrups and land on my feet.
I used to could.
Guess what?
Yeah.
You are.
Yes.
You are too old.
Things don't move the way they used to.
Kick out of the stirrups and land on your feet.
That's right.
Well, you know, the old saying is, my brain is still writing checks my body can't cash. Because I still think I can. I still believe I can.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
I don't know. I look at the steer wrestlers and I still think, I could do that. Why didn't I do that when I was young?
I was young, yeah.
Because I was stupid. Or maybe I was smart.
Well,
and maybe that's why.
I tried
you
bulldog.
Did.
I just couldn't let go of the saddle.
You couldn't get off a perfectly good horse.
No.
Why would you jump off a perfectly good horse?
Not at 30 mile, 40 miles an hour.
Exactly.
I'd get leaned out there. I'd be sitting. No.
I got to come back. Hey, let's end the show.
Okay.
Trinity Seely's riding along with us, The Hand.
They're rough and they're calloused, scarred up and brown in there. Thick from the work and the weather. To some they're obscene, 'cause they never look clean, all patinaed and cracked like old leather. They'll hold on to reins, feeding nylon to dally and grab hold when a bronc starts to buck. They'll shake out a loop, shake on a deal, maintain the old pickup truck. Then those same hands, sir, will braid a riata, create a poinsett of clay. Write poems, pet old dogs, dig a pond for a frog that the boy caught and brought home to stay. And their hands make their living with horses and art. Hands make the hand, so they say. Cue to the feeling, a partner. partnership deal. Horses respond well that way. They'll help birth the breach, doctor the heifer, then rehang the gate in the lot. They'll prick check the cripple the neighbors brought home, bolus syrup for foot rot. They'll shape iron horseshoes and milk the old cow, adapt to a number of skills. They'll open the feed sacks and anchor the bolts, write out the checks for the bills. Then those same hands, sir, will comfort a child, fashion a wild bouquet. Fix red flyer's wheels, free an orange from its pill, still reverently pray. And their hands built this nation with work, sweat, and grit, still make their living today. The senses respond to the try. Softly the horses obey. Softly the horses obey.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Now, there's a famous line.
There's a famous line right there.
That's right.
Now, that song that Trinity just sang was written by Waddy Mitchell.
Oh, I wanted to get that out.
Waddy has a whole album he calls Collaborators and Cohorts. And songs that he's written and with musicians.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty good stuff. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. Famous last words, right? I can still do that.
I can still do that.
I tell myself.
Yes.
I learned how to TIG weld when I was in high school.
Right.
And I got pretty dang good at it. Mm-hmm. I could weld aluminum irrigation pipe without blowing a hole in it.
I can't.
Yeah. Anymore, I keep telling myself. Okay. It's been, what, 45 years since I've done this, but I tell myself, I can TIG weld.
I can still do this. Yes.
No.
The shakes come in, and then you can't remember
well,
the temperatures.
That's my problem. Yeah. I can't remember the settings.
Where did I have this?
And yeah. I got this up too high, and I said, is it too low, or is it too high, or is it the wrong angle, or did I clean it good enough, or did I just, nah.
Yeah, let the professionals
right.
Know.
Yep. But I tell myself.
I can. I still can.
I can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure. Sure.
I was talking to a friend the other day. It was a lady. And she's the coolest grandma ever.
Really?
She is ever. But she had to come see me because she was doing cartwheels with her grandchildren. She said, I can still do this.
Then I got to go see Andy.
And then when you get on a trampoline and decide, I can still do a flip, right?
No.
Just don't even try. Don't even, if you need a step stool to get onto a trampoline, you have no business being on it.
Get out of there.
Get your butt off of there.
Save yourself.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next
week.
That's
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, things you don't see anymore.
Things you just don't see anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Ooh, that's a famous ending.
Famous.
You bet.